Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on compartmentalizing. It's a tricky word to say and an even harder thing to do, but it is extremely powerful no matter what situation you are in. If you're in the depths of despair, however, I can't think of a more powerful mental habit to develop than compartmentalizing. In brief, compartmentalizing allows you to block out everything that is going on in your life for at least a moment in time. In some ways, it's about living in the present, but that term doesn't quite capture it. Let's assume something really bad has happened. You went to the doctor and they noticed something unusual. They want to run some tests. You get home and you can't think of anything else. What if this? What if that? But you have a big investor pitch tomorrow morning. Something you've been working on for months and you can't blow it. You have to focus. Compartmentalizing allows you to enter into a different mental zone so you can focus on something else that is also important. Entrepreneurs and executives would have to become extremely good at this or we just wouldn't survive. Many of us have had to lay people off, for example, and have had to carry that for weeks without anyone else knowing. In the meantime, we still have to do our job and put that out of our mind. Or if work is crazy, we have to learn to block out the chaos so we can set time for important things. While you've probably used compartmentalization without knowing what it is called, we could all get better at it. Practicing mindfulness is a very helpful habit because it teaches us to focus and learn to observe our own thoughts and emotions as bystanders without getting sucked in when we're not in a position to do anything about it. One way to think about it is to take that bad thing or distracting thought, putting it in a wood box and placing it on the shelf. It has not gone away, but at the moment, there's nothing you can do about it. So you put the lid on it and deal with it another time. This is a good mental model to use. So with that, we're going to shift into the observation phase, and then we'll set an intention to begin compartmentalizing so that we can move the big rocks. Take a deep breath and exhale fully until all the air is out of your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you exhale fully, and you should feel lighter. Now take another deep breath and slowly push the air out of your lungs. As you do this, imagine that you're starting to float. You look down and see yourself sitting there. You are calm and serene. You float up higher, and now you are above the building you are sitting in. You can see the roof in the distance. You continue to float higher with each exhalation. You can now see the city below you. As you float higher, you are now above the earth. You can see the continents and the clouds against the blue water. Continue to float farther from the earth, which is now a distant blue ball. You just float in space. You're surrounded by bright stars and galaxies. You are totally relaxed and have nothing to worry about. Just float, listen to the music, and let your mind wander and do whatever it wants. If ideas rush in, welcome them. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes. Thank you. you realize that you are a tiny little dot in this vast universe. Now slowly start floating back towards the Earth. You can now once again see the continents and the oceans. You float further down and can now see the city. The colors are brighter and more beautiful than you remember, more vivid. You see the rooftop of the building you're sitting in, and it has an aura around it. Something has changed. You travel through the roof and you see yourself sitting there. You are glowing. You are transformed. The small things you used to worry about are no longer a factor now that you've seen the universe. Come back into your body and feel your breath. Congratulations! Learning to become a bystander to our problems gives us the breathing room and mental space to deal with them in a pragmatic, non-judgmental, and non-emotional way. Compartmentalizing is a great mental model for doing that, especially when we are extremely busy and some very large problems to deal with that could overrun everything else. So let's talk about how to start putting this mental model into practice, and then we'll set an intention. One way to do this is to simply tell yourself that there's nothing you can do about this issue right now, and that in fact, not taking action right now will give you the opportunity to sleep on it. How many times have you just stepped away from a problem to only come up with a perfect answer after a run or the next morning. You know it works. Some people call it procrastinating, and although it might sound like an excuse, it can be extremely effective. Some of the most famous geniuses in the world, in fact, were procrastinators. Da Vinci, for example, is perhaps the world's most famous, even though most people don't know how extreme he was when it came to that. He would leave paintings unfinished for years. His most famous, the Mona Lisa, took about 7 years from start to finish. Without knowing it, our subconscious is like a computer which runs hundreds of simulations when we're not paying attention. In fact, researchers believe that it is one of the roles of sleeping and dreaming, to simulate events and practice resolving them, what we would say or do. So with that, let's set an intention to apply the mental model of the wooden box on the shelf. Will you run into a difficult problem and can't quite figure out how to solve it, or we have to deal with another large problem. It allows us to focus on other things so we can dig out of a big problem and make significant progress without being blocked by one big issue. So relax, get some wooden boxes, and keep moving forward. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.